Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second only in Parsha's Toldos. That's Perek Chavav, Pasuk Vav, and the Pasuk tells us Vayishav Yitzchak beGror, Yitzchak lived in Gror. Vayishalu Anshem Alkam leIshtai, and the people of the place asked about his wife. Vayomer Chaysi, he said she's my sister. Ki Arei Lemar Ishti, he was afraid to say that she was my wife. Pen Yarguni Anshem Alkam al Rivka, perhaps the people of the place are going to kill me because of Rivka. Ki Tov Asmarahi, because she was very beautiful. Vayhi and it was Ki Archul Leisham Ayamim, his days were long over there, meaning he spent a lot of time over there. Vayishkev Avimelech Melech Plishtim Baarach Halayin, and Avimelech the king of the Plishtim, he looked out the window, Vayar, and he saw Vihina Yitzchak Mitzachik. Yitzchak was jesting around Es Rivka Ishtai with Rivka his wife. Let's see Rashavir Pasuk Ches Ki Archu. Why is that we have to know that he was there for a long time? So Amar, he told himself, Me'ata Ainli Lidag, I don't have to be afraid, Me'achar Shloyan Usuad Akshav, because nothing bad happened until now. Veloy Nizar Lias Nishmar, and he was not careful, he didn't watch. Vayashkev Avimelech Shirom Shamash Mitasai, he saw they were being intimate with each other. So back to Chomash Pasuk Tes, Vayikra Avimelech Yitzchak, Avimelech called Yitzchak, Vayar, and he said, Achine Ishtachahi, she's your wife, Vayachamar Tachaisi, how could you say she was my sister? Vayar Melev Yitzchak, Yitzchak told him, Ki Amarti Pen Omasulea, I said I might die because of her. Vayomer Avimelech, Avimelech said, Mazai Sisisalanu, what did you do to us? Kimacha Chavachad HaAmas Ishtecha, one of the people has nearly lain with your wife, Vivesolenu Hashem, and then you would have brought guilt upon us. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Yod, why did he say Achad HaAm, one of the nation? He could have just said someone. So what do we learn from here? Hamayuchad Ba'am, he was really referring to someone who's very unique in the nation, Zahamelech, that's referring to the king himself. He basically was saying, I almost was with your wife. Vivesolenu Hashem, Imshach of Kvar, if he would have done it, Hevesa Asham Malenu, then he would have brought guilt upon us. Back to Chomash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayitzav Avimelech Haskol Am Leimar, Avimelech commanded the entire nation saying, Hanegeah Ba'ish Hazav Ishtoi Mas Yumas, someone who touches this man and his wife, he will surely be killed. Vayizrah Yitzchak Ba'artzahi, and Yitzchak planted in that year, Vayim Tzob HaShanahi Mea Sha'arim, and he found, meaning he harvested in that year 100 times that which he planted, Vayivarcheihu Hashem, and Hashem blessed him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ba'artzahi, Afal Pishe Enech Hashuva Ke'eretz Yisrael Atzma, Ke'eretz Sheva Zegayim, even though that land where he was living, which is Gror, isn't like mainland of Eretz Yisrael, like the land of the seven nations. It was Gror, it was a little bit outside the main area. Nonetheless, he still was very successful. Vashanahi in that year, Aval Pisha in a Kitikna, even though that wasn't a regular year, Shaisa Shnasra Oven, as we said, it was a year of famine. Baharatzahi, Vashanahi, Shneim Lama, why do we have to say both of these? Again, Loimar, to say, Sha'aretz Kasha, Vashanah Kasha, it wasn't such a good land and the year was a rough year. Nonetheless, he reaped 100-fold. Mea Sha'arim, what does that mean, 100-fold? Sha'amadua Kamaru Yalasais, they evaluated how much this field could produce. Va'astal Achas Sha'amadua Mea, and for every unit assessed that it could produce, it produced 100 units. Rabbi Seinu Amru, Aymed Zela Meisers Hayo, the reason why he assessed the field is to see how much Meiser he can give. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the third Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.